Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson, says workers suffering from the asbestos-related lung condition pleural plaques will be able to seek compensation from next week. Following a series of legal hurdles, Mr. Wilson says the legislation will become effective from the 14th of December. It's been a busy day for the minister. He's also been talking about public sector pensions. I spoke to him just before we came on air. I asked him how important a turnaround the asbestos compensation decision is.
I think it's very important. I mean, first of all, these many people in Northern Ireland, people who work in the shipyard, the docks and the building industry, and sometimes their families as well, contracted pleural plaques because of the exposure to asbestos, either direct or indirect. Up until 2007, they could take action against their employers. And indeed, employers had covered themselves by paying insurance premiums to insurance companies. And then there was a ruling in the House of Lords which prevented any further cases being taken. We have introduced legislation through the Assembly to overturn the ruling in the House of Lords and to enable people to who have got cases which were suspended to continue with those cases, and for people who had not yet lodged cases to be able to lodge them, and that'll be operative from the 14th of December.
And there's a considerable amount of money set aside for compensation.
First of all, the insurance companies took premiums from employers for many long years to cover against this eventuality. In the case of the likes of the shipyard, which of course is now under government control, then money has been set aside in Dettie's budget to cover claims.
Okay, Minister, let's turn to another topic now. The SDLP has been anxious to try and secure exemption from pension increases for local government employees who they say are amongst the more poorly paid of public employees. You continue to set your face against that.
The executive will have to foot its part of the bill for the increase in employee contributions, and there's only one of two ways we can do that. Either we ask employees to pay more, or we take it out of public services. We have sought to protect the lowest paid. People under 15,000 will pay nothing. People between 15 and 21,000 will pay about 0.5% of their income each year for the next 2 years, or 3 years, sorry. And then those people above will pay substantially more. But I mean, as far as local government is concerned, they're really no different from any other public sector employees.
Except that it's a largely self-funding scheme.
Well, it's a funded scheme. It's not self-funding. Currently, it has a deficit of about £800 million. Employers are already being asked to pay an increase of 5% over the next number of years. And, of course, that either comes from